Hey guys, it's Valerie V, and today we are going to talk about why we ask our clients to choose a face of the company. Why would you have to do that? Why do you have to have one person or a couple of people who actually represent your home care agency or your senior care business? Well, the answer is this, and I get asked this question a lot, especially when people come on board or new clients come on board and they're getting everything set up. And we ask them, who do you want to have the face of your company? And they never really even had to think about that before. So here is my answer. The first thing you all know better than I do is that your clients are local to you. And we all know that they are, I mean, you're considered a small business. And a lot of these clients are overwhelmed financially, emotionally, and sometimes physically. Their adult children are having to make these decisions or help them make decisions that they never wanted to have to make. And let's face it, they're not exactly trusting of inviting strangers into their home. You've heard those excuses over and over again. I don't want a stranger in my home. The adult children feel guilty and worried as to whether or not they're really making the right decision. What if that person comes in and steals from my mom and dad? Or what if that person doesn't take good care of them and I can't be there to see that? So you are in a social service business. You're in a very personal type of business. You're not Coke. You're not Pepsi. You're not a giant assisted living corporation. You are someone who is given the responsibility of caring for a loved one. Just like childcare in many ways, we want to be able to trust our providers. I don't want to do business with my childcare's logo. I don't trust their logo. I trust the human person who is responsible for their care. I want to know who I'm doing business with, not what I'm doing business with. I want a face. I want a name. I want to know who's accountable for my parent or my child's safety. So we're not doing business with personas. We're not doing business with logos. We're doing business with human people. And so that is why we ask you to choose someone in your organization who can be the face of your company. This is the person whose name and face and bio should be next to every blog post on your website. This is the person who should have their LinkedIn profile completely up to date and available to anyone who wants to see their work history and, you know, some things about them, your professional history, basically. And this is the person who they can talk to if they need to call the office. They don't always talk to that person, but they can. This is also oftentimes not the owner. It could be a marketer. And it goes back and forth. So sometimes we have two owners who are both the face of the company. Sometimes we have an owner and a marketer. The marketer who is the face of the community, who's facing the community, who's out there, you know, doing in-services and who is at senior fairs. That person is often the face of the company. So it doesn't matter who you choose, as long as it's a real human being and someone that people can actually speak to on the phone. So when you wonder, why do I need to have a face of my company? Wouldn't I look bigger if I just had like a made-up person or something or, you know, I don't know, some persona? You will look bigger, but you'll look a lot less personal. And especially with social media, this is all about human-to-human connection. So please, in your business, in any senior care business, make sure there are one or two people who serve as the face of your company. And that will lead to trust, authority, and expertise in the eyes of your local community. Thanks. Bye.